Okay, next case, please.
The next application is 11,835 Emmanuel House of Praise. Seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility, sections 115-23A and 115-210A3E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Atlanta Road, approximately 1,665 feet south of Boyce Drive. The 911 address is 23094 Atlanta Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 531, Map 9, Parcel 65.02. Again, it's a special use exception for a daycare. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Angela C. Wilson Bowers, 24 Cutter Way, Camden, Wyoming, Delaware, 19193.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the board. I'm Angela Wilson Bowers, and we're here today to request a special use exception for our child care center. We are located next to an open field, actually it's a farm field. There are no neighbors on either side, and there should be no interference or disturbance to anyone.
Okay. Maybe we'll start to see if you have any questions. Mr. Watson, I'm going to start with you, please.
Have you been operating a daycare facility in the past?
My husband and I currently own one in Dover, Kent County for 10 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You've been doing that for some time?
June would be 10 years.
Okay. How large will this facility be? How many children?
This one here, we're right now to start off, we'll just be utilizing one room. We're asking for approximately less than 20 kids to start off.
What ages?
Four is what we're looking at now.
The age of four?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Preschool.
And your hours?
It'd be from 7:30 to 4:30.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Rivers. Aren't you nervous?
No.
Good job. I'm sorry, Mrs. Chairman. I just had to ask her that.
That's fine.
I have no other questions for you.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Will this be 5 days a week?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay. Any questions?
Just a couple. Is there going to be, I take your property's almost 2 acres, is
correct.
What I'm seeing. And will there be a parking area?
Yes.
And there'll be a playground area for the children?
Yes.
Will that be fenced in?
Absolutely.
You mentioned that there's no neighbors to either side of you. Looking across the street, are those homes, are those businesses across the street?
They're homes across the street, Heritage Village.
Have you talked to any of the neighbors there? Are they supportive?
Well, no, we haven't talked to any neighbors.
I take it there's no concerns that you've heard about traffic or anything like that?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay. You have a question?
Yes. You would say this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
That's
you
correct.
You make that statement?
Yes, I don't believe it would.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we did not hear any testimony to the contrary. And we make a motion that we approve case number 11,835.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,835. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickham?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,835 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You've done well.
All right, thank you.